This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the morning after the day before, and I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, whyever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a question that's been posed to us by Jim in Mulberry, and thank you, Jim. He says, what recourse do we 74 million voters have now? What will happen in the next election?
Well, today will be an interesting day because we have both members of the House and members of the Senate that will be contesting the electoral electoral vote confirmation by the federal government. And when that happens, there's a debate. And the debate is by design to begin to enter into evidence that you have it on congressional record what the disputes are. Now, that lays the groundwork for election reform.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes necessarily official that that whatever part of the evidence as part of this discussion is part of the architecture, and that's a good thing. So therein lies the beginning of all of this. The other thing is there's still all kinds of lawsuits that are out there that have. They're still in the pipeline. We know that several have been thrown out. We've heard all that without ever being heard.
Yep.
But there are others that are still in the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing is that you still have the Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani investigations that are going on. And those things are important. I think that we will begin to learn a lot more coming into March or April. So we could end up with a different kind of constitutional crisis come March or April, or maybe even sooner. I do not know. I know that today President Trump is going to speak to the crowd. I think he speaks at 11 that has gathered in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if all things go well, because there was several arrests made last night in Washington.
Yep.
So I don't know if they'll change the programs for today. But remember, elections are really a state by state. We're under a federalist system. So how they're conducted is really at the state level by the state legislatures. So it may be time for every respective citizen in the respective states to, you know, really challenge what the laws are, and that includes these ballots that just get, you know, wholesale mailed out without even having a mail request.
Yeah, well, they can use Florida as an example, because who would have thought that we would have been the example for the rest of the country, but they can start there.
Well, the other thing, too, is the ballot harvesting.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to forget that one.
Yep.
We tend to forget about the signatures.
Yep.
So there was even a lot of issues yesterday at the Georgia Congress Center,
yep,
World Congress Center in Atlanta, that the observers were kept in a wide perimeter in the building.
Yeah, and then I understand the judge had to change that, right?
Yeah, he finally showed up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of like a little too late, you know, to make these changes.
Mm-hmm.
So for the listeners, I would be, you know, kind of making a list here so you can kind of understand, because it isn't just about all Dominion machines.
Mm-hmm.
That's hardly the case, because remember we had the mass mailing,
yep,
we had the ballot harvesting,
yep,
and we haven't, and the, yep, voter rolls are not cleaned up either.
Well, let me read this statement before we go to break with the president. He said, the New York Times report regarding comments Vice President supposedly made to me today is fake news. He never said that. The Vice President and I are in total agreement that the Vice President has the power to act. The November 3rd election was corrupt in contested states, and in particular, it was not in accordance with the Constitution in that they made large-scale changes to election rules and regulations as dictated by local judges and politicians, not by state legislators. This means what they did was illegal. Mm-hmm. That is a fact. You're right. Then he says our vice president has several options under the U.S. Constitution. He can decertify the results or send them back to the states for change in certification, or he can also decertify the illegal and co-op results and send them to the House of Representatives for the one vote for one state tabulation.
Well, we are in constitutional waters that we really have not been in,
yep,
before. I mean,
yep,
electoral votes have been challenged before, but they weren't taken,
yep,
seriously in Congress.
Yep.
This is a very disappointing.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, we're going to go to break. And caller, we are going to get to you when we come back, so please hang on there. We'll get to the caller. He's got a question for Denise, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the captain, and I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Take a look at all the wellness products they have there, including the complete line of vitamins and nutritional products. And you can use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Save 35% on your order, or you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So if you want to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And joining us again, we have Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. We have Mike from Clearwater on the line. I'm going to go right to him. Okay, Mike, I'm sorry that we had you on hold there, but what is your question?
Good morning, Denise.
Hi.
We have a situation in the Middle East where tensions are high, and to make matters worse, they basically took over a South Korean oil tanker and kidnapped all of the crew. Now, my mom.
You mean Iran?
Korean,
you mean
so,
Iran?
Yeah, Iran.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now my mom is from Korea, so we watch the news, and of course, you know, the folks in Seoul are obviously on pins and needles right now. Now, I don't think, or at least I would hope, that the Iranians are not stupid enough to harm the people in any type of way, but my concern is with Biden coming in, I don't know if he's equipped to handle this type of a situation because, you know, a wrong move, you know, we're already in a pandemic. The last thing we need is a war or another type of conflict. So what do you think, Denise? Do you think, now Biden's already said, he wants to put us back in the Paris Climate Treaty thing. He's probably going
to the Iran nuclear agreement too.
Deal again, you know. So yeah, what do you think, Denise? I'm just curious.
Thank you, Mike. Okay, go ahead.
actually what this comes down to is U.S. sanctions. The United States put sanctions on, of which South Korea has adhered to.
Mm-hmm.
So South Korea has got around $7 billion worth of Iranian assets that have been blocked.
Yeah, it's all about money.
So the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps did board the tanker, which is not actually full of oil. It's full of oil chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was going from the United Arab Emirates to Saudi Arabia. So the cargo has even nothing to do with Iran, except that this was their chance to blackmail to get $7 billion unlocked. And Iran is saying that they need the money to buy COVID materials. Well, I don't care who you are, but I don't think it's going to cost them $7 billion. But anyway,
no.
So they boarded. The crew allegedly is fine, but they redirected the ship into Iranian waters. So the question is, what happens now? Well, South Korea is sending a delegation to Tehran. We'll see necessarily what happens there, but I, like Mike, am very concerned because there will be pressure such that the Biden administration would lift some of these sanctions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you lift those sanctions, that puts more money infusion back into Tehran,
mm-hmm.
and we know what happens when there. So there is real cause for concern because I do not believe the national, I don't care about Biden himself,
mm-hmm.
but his national security advisors don't have any kind of spine for this, especially John Kerry, who is part of the team, although he doesn't have a confirmation or confirmed.
Yeah, claim it, czar.
Yeah, he's not, a czar is not a confirmed position.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now I got.
He'll be making those decisions.
I got a question for you because we didn't know this yesterday, and we didn't find out about it until probably yesterday afternoon. But the FBI and the FAA are currently investigating an audio threat which was broadcast on an air traffic control frequency Monday that threatened to fly an airplane into the U.S. Capitol building to avenge the death of the Iranian military leader Qassem Soleimani.
Mm-hmm. Well. The threat is out there, but you won't have, I mean, Washington, D.C. airspace is the most protected airspace probably in the world.
Correct.
So you won't have some kind of random aircraft that's going to fly into Washington, D.C. airspace without, three, four, five, 600 miles out, we know exactly what is happening. And, It would likely not ever happen. You know, look what we do with the Russian bombers that go into very close airspace in and around Alaska. We deploy those things pretty fast.
All right, I have a question here from a listener named Bill, and Bill is listening to us in Salt Lake City, Utah. Thank you very much, Bill. Hope you're doing well out there. He says, nearly one-third of the voters consider Trump to be the legitimate winner. With that type of a base, what is going to happen in Washington, D.C. today?
Well, again, what's going to happen is that you're going to have well over 100 in the House that are going to put up a challenge to the House confirmation. And you've got a couple of different types of challenges, pretty much the same thing, though, in the Senate side. And Senator Cruz has spearheaded, I think, the larger team. I think there's about 13 on his team. And they want a pause, which says, for I think 10 days, which says, do not confirm anything until we do an audit. And we put together an electoral task force, kind of like an investigative team. Which is different than what Josh Hawley is doing. So I don't know that it's going to go anywhere, but it does ring a bell.
Mm-hmm.
It will delay The debate would be very interesting today, and I would suggest you guys trot on over to C-SPAN to kind of watch it uninterrupted, because it's going to be contentious.
Now, I got a question for you. Who's the only living Republican former president right now?
George Bush.
George W. Bush, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he announced yesterday that he plans on attending Joe Biden's inauguration as a signal of unity. His words, not mine.
Well, let me put it to you this way. Almost all sitting presidents, all alive presidents, previous presidents,
yep,
are invited to inaugurations.
Yep.
This inauguration is not going to be your garden variety type by a long stretch.
Mm-mm.
It's going to be more virtual. The Biden administration did, however, invite Jimmy Carter, and Jimmy Carter refused. He denied the invitation.
But he's not in direct health, is he?
He actually is in pretty decent health. He has survived some of this stuff, but I think because he's got some issues, probably traveling is not a good thing. But
okay. When
it comes to how this is necessarily going to play out, the inauguration being mostly virtual and there won't be any parade and all that other kind of stuff, just going there is, we don't know what it's going to look like.
Hmm. By the way, an interesting comment made yesterday by Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers from Washington State, a Republican. She has suggested that the House take up a move to vacate the Speaker's chair. how many votes would they need for that, I wonder?
Well, it's a gesture. It's not going to go anywhere, but it's a gesture. Look. We have a, not only do we have a divided government, we've got a divided nation. And I don't care what Joe Biden says, for unity and this and that. Even if George W. Bush is trying to say we're going to have some kind of, some kind of step towards unity, it's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. We are as divided as we can possibly be. It's not going to get any worse. It's just going to stay the same. Mm-hmm. And, we're going to be this way for
a while.
Quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also argue there are going to be some other events that are going to make things that division to be even more resolute. even today, I think you're going to see some pretty crazy things because of the election results out of Georgia.
Yeah.
It's not going to be pretty, ladies and gentlemen.
It's
very hard for you.
We'll talk to you tonight about what happened today, I'm sure. So don't go anywhere. Have yourself a great day up there on top of the mountaintop.
Sure.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes, and you'll be informed as to everything that she does when she does it. And I will be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Come on now.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Both of the Senate runoff elections in Georgia remain too close to call, with around 98% of the vote reported. Senator David Perdue and challenger John Ossoff remain in a virtual tie with a gap of around 1,000 votes between them. while Reverend Raphael Warnock is up by about 35,000 votes on Senator Kelly Loeffler. Many see the close races in Georgia as a sign that the state is changing on the electoral map from a traditionally deep red state to one that's far more competitive. Vernon Jones is a Democratic Georgia state representative who tells Newsmax that Democrats in his state have taken advantage of Republican complacency to make this election cycle more competitive than in the past.
But what I believe they have done is awaken a sleeping giant. The Republicans got comfortable, and the Democrats, they were more eager in this election than the Republicans because they just thought if you win the primary, then you're shooting in the general election. Well, that's why they're where they are now.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the program, our military and veterans news segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, again, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one is down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're over on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. Now, what you should do is give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take a tour of one of their facilities, whichever one is the closest for you to get to. You'll find out firsthand from not only what you'll see, but the questions you can ask, the instructors you'll talk to, even the students you'll get to meet. You'll find out what it is they do and why I tell you it's not just a training session. It's a major job transition to getting a professional career that you'll stay in the rest of your life and never have to worry about whether or not you're going to have another paycheck again. It's just that simple. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Now, President Donald Trump, over the weekend, directed Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller to order the USS Nimitz aircraft carrier battle group to turn around and return to the Middle East following a White House meeting. Now, I just told you about something where there was a transmission of the air controller facility or frequency about someone possibly flying an airplane into the U.S. Capitol. Now, because we've been threatened by Iran, one would think they might be the ones trying to do this. I'm just saying. But we don't know. But Iran has definitely come out and said some different things. So we have to be aware of what it is they're doing. Now, the National Guard in Washington, D.C. has also been activated for the protest going on there today, as the mayor urged calm. Now, last night there was some pushing and shoving and disturbances that went on. Police had to make some arrests, and I saw some video of it briefly. Not sure who started what or how they started it, but the police were right there, and it ended very quickly. And bracing for possible violence, the nation's capital has mobilized the National Guard, some 340, ahead of the planned protest by President Donald Trump's supporters in connection with the congressional vote today to affirm Joe Biden's election victory. And the president's going to be speaking today, I believe, at 11 a.m. this morning at that rally. Now, a military hospital at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, has been selected to participate in the research of a new coronavirus vaccine that uses a stabilized form of the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein to generate an immune response. We'll see how that works out. By the way, Air Force MQ-9 Reaper drones have found a brand new home in Romania. So they'll be flying out of Romania right now. And the coronavirus pandemic has been deadlier now for American veterans than the Iraq and Afghanistan wars combined. The death totals from coronavirus at the VA have now surpassed the death totals from both from Iraq and Afghanistan. Wow. Double wow. Also, one last little thing here. The Iranians, who seized the South Korean flag tanker near the crucial Straits of Hormuz, are doing that for a simple reason. It's called money. We'll see what happens. This is what always happens in this situation. Iran wants money. So we'll see how soon they get that. All right. I'm going to go to the telephone lines. Let me see who I got here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Steve. I'm calling from Pleasant Grove, Utah, Burgess Owens District.
Well, hello. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Captain.
Sure.
And I just got some thoughts I wanted to share that I heard from Wayne Allen Root on Sunday night.
Yep.
And he said he wasn't going to mention what countries or what the ambassadors were, but that there are the two heads of foreign intelligence agencies that Root was told by certain people in Washington or other people he knows that President Trump on Wednesday is going to bring these two witnesses apparently to the Senate.
and tell them they're going to testify that they know the election, the United States election, was stolen because it went through their country. And that sounds like other stuff I've heard from elsewhere that, or at another time, that with the voter election fraud, there were people, there were witnesses in the United States.
Well,
that anyway,
we know that the voting machines had connections through Germany and Spain, correct?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so maybe it's those two countries.
Maybe it could be, but that should undo the election.
And then we heard just in the last few days that there was a connection apparently to China, where China actually was monitoring what was going on. Because remember, we found out right after the election, just a few days after the election, that the computers were online. They never should have been online. The Dominion machines were online. They never should have been online, but they were.
That's right. That's another thing that I'd heard, that there was they're not supposed to be online, and they were. And but these two witnesses are going to say that it came to their particular country. So Spain, okay, and Germany, so legit. So I'm looking forward to hearing about that today from the president.
Well, thank you very much, and we'll see what happens. And you have yourself a great day out there in Utah.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay. And we appreciate that. In the meantime, I think I got, is this Mary?
Mary.
What's up?
Good morning. I just wanted to ask a question. When you call into a radio station, I think we're supposed to be told to look at our own sources, right?
Yep.
This is why people get around on the Internet. And this is why I went straight to the Senate hearing myself in Georgia, which where I figure I'm going to be looking at the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying not to go off on threads. But I got to tell you, from what I was looking at, that looked real. The cheating with the Dominion machines looked real. Their own voting manual says these machines can be fixed to rig an election. And so,
we know that. And you know where we know that from? Venezuela.
Exactly. And yeah, those votes did go through Pakistan, by the way, also, mm-hmm, in addition. But I got to tell you, some people are saying they're only going to look at evidence that was presented in court. And it's like, they didn't, they refused the
That's case. Right. We never saw the evidence in a courtroom.
I think Trump should put the big screen up like he's been doing lately and just start showing this evidence. Because really, people haven't seen it if they don't go through the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
Well, we will find out soon. And by the way, be watching C-SPAN today, because there's no commercial interruptions over there on C-SPAN. It's going to be real interesting, isn't it?
I have to show it because people are, even radio hosts, are denying.
Got to go. Here comes the music. Thank you. All right. That's Mary. And I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. By the way, we're going to tell him what it looks like the Democrats have got on their wish list right off the bat. I'm sure we're going to get a heck of a reaction from them when we do this, because I'm...
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Remember, if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits or vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. It's called the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggie Capsules. Now, I take them a couple of times a day, and it's been working for me. It helps me get a little bit more zip. It keeps me a little bit more alert and, getting that afternoon doldrum and all that sort of stuff. And by the way, for a limited time, you can save 35% on those and anything else at the Balance of Nature website on your order. Just go to the website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT. That's balanceofnature.com. All right, joining us right now, we've got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, it looks like as if the Democrats have captured both seats in Georgia because the one with Kelly Loeffler, the difference in the vote is about 36,000 votes. I don't see her doing that. There's already been a bunch of networks call the election there for Warnock. And when we started the show, David Perdue was up by 1,300 votes. Now he's down by 13,000. And it looks like as if John Ossoff, his challenger, is going to go away with that seat.
Yeah, again, Republicans completely dropped the ball, and this is where we're at today. And, the terrain has changed. It's shifted underneath our feet. You know, I need to take a few steps back and figure out how this happened. And
I've got, you know, I can give a million different reasons why we're in this position that we're in.
Well, I can give one solid one, and I've been talking about it for a while, and I've been talking about it with you, and that's when somebody opened their mouth and the House passed the $2,000 stimulus check thing and it didn't get to them. I kept getting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds every day, Chris, emails, phone calls, text messages, Facebook messages, you name it, from people going, when are we going to get our check? When are we going to get our check? When's McConnell going to get off his stuff? When are we going to get our check? I'm telling you, it went on for, what, 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah, okay. So does that make them Republicans and conservatives, or does that just make them no different than people who follow AI?
I don't know, but I'm telling you, that was a lot of what was going on. Now, let me just tell you what the wish list
is. The thing is, I mean, what type of party are we? Are we a conservative party, or are we a party where we just want more handouts and giveaways?
Not when you do that. But here's the wish list from the Democrats. You ready?
Okay.
Number one, $2,000 stimulus checks. Number two, the Equality Act. Number three, the DREAM Act. Number four, an infrastructure bill. Number five, and this is interesting, the Voting Rights Act, because they want to change the Voting Rights Act.
I don't know what they want to change with that. To me, I think that they're missing something in that that it's going to fly underneath the radar that would completely change everything, and that is statehood for Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico,
yep,
which would give them 4 additional Senate seats, and then it's game over.
Well, this goes back to 2013 when the Democrats want to change the 2013 decision by the Supreme Court in Shelby County versus Holder invalidated portions of the Voting Rights Act of 1965 dealing with the federal oversight of certain jurisdictions. Now, they want to change the wording and put another bill through. They tried to do it in 2019, but the Senate never took up the bill. So after the Voting Rights Act, let's see here. Where's the other thing? After the Voting Rights Act, they want to move along with where is it here? I had it here and I lost it. Doggone it. Don't you hate it when the screen goes dark on you?
Yeah.
Here it is. I got it back again. After the Voting Rights Act, state and local funding mandating that in a certain way, and then, of course, the climate action. That's what they want to do. But the first thing out of the box, $2,000 stimulus checks.
Okay. So all of those listeners of yours out there that want handouts and giveaways should be happy tonight.
Yep.
They should be thrilled.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Yep.
Congratulations, you got your $2,000 check. Do me a favor, send me a thank you card because I'm the one that's paying for that money. No. Send my kids that because they're the ones that are going to pay it. No.
And your grandkids.
Yeah.
And your great-grandkids. And your great-grandkids.
I hope you feel great because you got your $2,000 check paid for by somebody else. Fantastic.
Yep, it is what it is. Okay, now, stocks climbed a little bit yesterday as the treasuries dropped amid the Georgia race. It looks like as if they're talking about the stock market is going to take a bit of a dive. I haven't looked today to see what the futures are. Have you?
Yeah, it's mulling around. It's basically flat, up, down. It could change. It's still early. People trying to make heads or tails. It's basically a trade-off. You know, what's going to happen in regards to corporate taxes? What's going to happen with personal taxes? And also the fact that there might be a ton of government stimulus coming down the pike, infrastructure bills, and that might benefit certain companies. So there's a back and forth when it comes to that. So again, a lot remains to be seen. It is, like I said, you do have Kamala Harris, which is, you know, the tiebreaker now in a 50-50 Senate, but there are some moderate Democrat senators, the likes of Joe Manchin, that, you know, may hold back certain things, and you never know how that's going to go.
Here's a question for you. In a 50-50 Senate, who has the majority?
If I'm not mistaken, it works for whoever the party the White House has because they have the vice president.
Well, that's kind of true, but here's where the precedent got set and where the protocol got put in. Back in 2000, we had somebody by the name of Trent Lott, and we had Tom Daschle. Daschle, of course, was a Democrat. Lott was a Republican. And because George W. Bush was the president, it was agreed upon by mutual agreement that Lott would be the majority leader because of the president that was in power, and that's how they did it. So you're right, but that's how it came about.
Wasn't it back then as well? Wasn't it the Republicans had the Senate, but Jim Jeffords from Vermont switched.
Yes.
If I remember that correctly.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's how it ended up working out. Okay.
Yep, and that's how he wound up being, Trent Lott wound up being the majority leader to begin with. And then they shared the duties as far as the agenda, as for putting bills on the agenda. So one guy would do it one time, one guy would do it the next time, back and forth, back and forth. By the way, I'm sure this is going to change. You probably are aware of the fact that we have some oil and gas rights that were decided upon in Alaska a while ago, the Arctic Refuge, and a judge allowed the oil and gas lease sales to continue in Alaska's Arctic Refuge. I would be willing to bet you that a Joe Biden administration will stop that.
Oh, more than likely. Yeah, you're gonna see them pulling back from that. You're gonna definitely see even a greater push in regards to electric vehicles and a lot of the green stuff that's coming down the pike. I mean, I think you know there's been some talk about oil prices coming up this year because of an increased demand, because manufacturing's picking up, electricity demand. So that's going to be interesting in of itself as well. But I would expect a lot of these leases not coming to fruition by any stretch.
Now I'm surprised to tell the audience this one, but bankruptcy filings hit a 35-year low thanks to government pandemic aid in the last year. I would have thought it would have been sky high.
I'm looking at different numbers, Matt. Quite frankly, I see it much higher corporate bankruptcies. I'm seeing the highest.
I would think so. I would think so.
2009. Those numbers are not accurate. I was actually just going over these numbers earlier on before I came on with you this morning. I'm looking at something completely different. I get the highest bankruptcy total since 2009, and that's obviously to be expected.
Mm-hmm. Who's the richest guy in the world right now?
I don't know, man.
You were going to say it. I know you were going to say it. It's Jeff Bezos from Amazon.
Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos. Again, when they talk about richest, what exactly does it mean? What's the value of their stock? This is part of the problem. People fail to realize that, it's not cash.
Do you know he gave a $10 billion gift that's intended to help fight climate change?
Well, listen, that's up to him. I mean, it's his money. If he wants to, invest it or put money away into green things, it's fine. I'm a conservative, which means, I like to conserve, too, and I hate nothing more than pollution.
You know what I would have done if I was him with the $10 billion? I would have given it to somebody to try to help them with their businesses, created a fund to help out all these businesses that have gone out of business, like all the mom-pop restaurants and grocery stores. What, 30% are gone forever?
I don't know what he's given to that. Who knows? I mean, hopefully we can get some of those businesses back up and running again.
All righty. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. You have yourself a great day, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't forget, check out his website. He's got a program on the weekend. We're on a lot of the same stations. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.